Have you tried going back and playing the games you played as a kid?
We're talking nostalgia overload, fun facts, and seeing if we can remember how to beat games we haven't played in 30 years.
Come join us. Retro Recall is all about nostalgia and reliving those years of zero responsibility.
Each episode, John makes me play a game from our youth, and I challenge him to do something in that game, and then the loser has to try one of the worst games ever made.
It's fun, it's terrible, but most of all, it's a look back at simpler times.
In the first episode, we try Double Dragon 2, and let's just say that John is still having nightmares about some of the terrible games he had to play.
You say that, but I'm not the only one. Ghoul School?
Dear God.
Check out Retro Recall on YouTube and your favorite audio podcast platforms.
There are links in the main show description, or just search Retro Recall.
Retro Recall. Come join us. Games are always better with friends.
Retro Recall.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. It is the end of November, which means it's time for another patron chat with some of our wackiest friends. I didn't have a better thing to say there. Okay, I guess you're my wacky friends. But yeah, I guess that makes sense for Fallout. You've got weird and wacky stuff in Fallout. And we also have a new season of the TV show coming out in just a few weeks. And so that is what we will be covering today. All of these patrons have gathered together with some of their best theories, some of the things they're hoping to see in the next season. And we are going to be discussing all of that. And joining me this time, we have Void and Pumpkin King and Ebony Kitty and Brachio Dreamer Ash and Adam's Child, Sixer, Nova, Ira, and No Fill, No Thrill. Welcome, everybody. On the count of three, get ready to unmute because you're going to make the sound that comes out of Thaddeus's second mouth on his neck. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. That was terrifying. If that's what actually comes out in the show, I will be very surprised. Maybe they have time still to take the audio clip of that and just insert it into the show. That would be amazing. And anybody who wants to do this in the future, weeks from now, and post a clip online of that, would be awesome as well. But hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm excited for season two. As you know, I've been going through season one and doing a rewatch and kind of coming up with a little slightly different takes from my original perspective on that. But I am super interested to hear what all of you think is going to happen in just a few weeks. What things are going to be revealed? What's going to happen in the show? How is the plot going to play out? What is even going on with Thaddeus? All of that stuff. And to kick this off, Pumpkin King in the pre-show said he would like to start us off with one of his thoughts. So, Pumpkin, get it going. What are you thinking?
So I'm going to bring up the sound we just made. Thaddeus, with the new trailer, we got to see a very huge transformation, like a huge, like wild transformation. So I firmly believe it could go any direction because I firmly believe it's FEV. That is immediately the thought I thought of when I saw him.
Right.
It could go anywhere from Centaur to any sort of a form of abomination. Blah, 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 if I could talk.
Yeah, even that kind of the ones that can't even talk. Yeah, sure.
I don't have a specific thing, but I do firmly believe that we will see a huge, like much bigger transformation throughout the season. Like from the first time we'll see him to the last time we'll see him in the season, I firmly believe there will be a huge transformation.
Okay, so that would imply that some of the scenes that we've seen in the trailer, like, I don't know, the ghoul and somebody in power armor and Thaddeus marching up to the gate to New Vegas, would be happening earlier in the season than later in the season? Because for the most part, he kind of looks the same. I guess he's further away, right? Or there's some sort of CGI trickery going on, like they do with like Marvel trailers, where they edit the things in the scene so you can't tell exactly what is the same or what is different from the final version. But yeah, I think he's going to continue to mutate. Where do you think that's going to go? Like, what else is he just going to get more mouths? Is he going to have like tons of eyes all over him? Like Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe movie? Like what?
Well, what you say eyes, that makes me think of Snagaster, but I don't think that that's going to happen. I would like to see it, what they do with it, but I firmly believe it'll be something new because we are like, it's a second mouth. He's not like multiple people going into one person. So I don't think it's like, like a centaur, but like there's definitely something new that is happening with him.
Okay. Well, let's open this up. What did the rest of you think about Thaddeus? Do you think Pumpkin's on the right path? Do you have any ideas of what this might be? Void, go for it.
So I immediately thought, because of my little knowledge of like 3 and New Vegas, I immediately thought centaur. Just because of the way that they're designed. But I don't think it'll be in the original way that centaurs were presented. Because if I remember right, the lore behind centaurs were they were just a bunch of human parts thrown into a vat of FEV.
Yeah, it's more than just one person. That was my impression too, yeah.
Right, so I don't think it's going to be that centaur. I think it's still going to be considered like a centaur. Or maybe something different entirely.
Okay. Ebony Kitty, you have thoughts too. What are you thinking?
So I think it's going to, I feel like they may go a master route with it. And he may wind up being an NPC in one of the next games. Like they're setting up for a NPC in the next game.
Okay, so these are two very different ideas. The fact that he survives whatever's happening in the TV show and shows up in the next game is really cool. I hadn't considered that. But also, what can you go into more detail about what do you think about him becoming more like the Master? Like, the Master, his body kind of is dissolved and connected to a computer system. Do you think that he's going to, like, something like that's going to happen? Like, he's going to continue to be less and less of a human shape or something like that?
No, I think he will. If he's developing a mouth on his shoulder and he's balding in one of the later scenes of the second trailer, I think he'll wind up going almost ghoul. But then, like Harold, he'll wind up getting stuck somewhere, possibly.
Okay, weird. Okay, yeah, I get where you're going. Like he's like his own kind of thing. It's very unique. Somewhere between a ghoul and somewhere between Harold and the Master, something like that. Yeah, that makes sense. Anybody else have any thoughts on Thaddeus?
I don't have a thought on what he's going to turn into, but I think they're going to use that to explore Jacobstown further down the road. So he's going to be the key to Jacobstown, or I think they're just going to go on that route eventually with him. Is they're just going to, oh, we're going to go to Jacobstown to find help for you, or something like that.
Okay.
That's my only thought with him. I have no idea other than the fact that maybe the mouth was due to him inhaling the FEV rather than being exposed to it on his skin or dipped into it. So that's my only other thought was it just his respiratory system is the first to change.
Right. Yeah. Because that is the part of his body that it touched first. And so therefore it's playing with those cells, that type of part of his body.
And so it looks different because instead of being like what we've experienced in other games where it's outside inward transformation, it's inward outward transformation.
Oh, interesting. So maybe there's more of him internally that's mutated than we can even see. And
probably that's
yeah,
that's all I can really think of. I don't know what he's going to turn into. Maybe just he is going to become a super mutant, but it's just the inverse of what we're used to.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Like, yeah. Like what if the inside of him is actually becoming more equipped to survive the wasteland? Like he has extra hearts or extra lungs or something growing inside. And all of a sudden he looks like he's falling apart from the outside. His hair's coming out, whatever. But his insides are becoming more evolved or something. Yeah, I don't know
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's a fun idea too. Adam's child, what do you think? Oh, you got to make sure you unmute so we can hear you. There you go.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that they do only show us that short little clip, so there could be more to his mutation that we haven't even seen yet.
That's true.
They're just sneaking away for later purposes in the show.
Right, like maybe there are multiple mouths, but that's just the one that's easy to show because it's like by his collar, right? Or other things going on. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah, I think these are all possibilities. These are some interesting ideas I hadn't considered. Pumpkin, any other thoughts on this one, or are you ready to wrap this up and move on?
Not really. I think mine was pretty straightforward. So
okay. All right. Who would like to go next? Who has another theory or some expectations for what's going to happen in season two? Don't be shy. All right, Adam? Adam's child?
Yeah, since I just snuck in.
Yeah, take it away.
Okay, first, I think we're going to see our first use of a mini nuke. Based off of an explosion that we saw in the near the end of the second trailer, I believe.
The one in Novak? The explosion in Novak?
I think that's a mini nuke. I mean, unless you guys think otherwise, I'd be glad to hear feedback on that.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's a fairly big explosion. It feels like it's the climax of whatever that scene is where Lucy and the ghoul are fighting off some group that's there. I think some people have said it might be the cons, possibly, like raiders of some sort. But yeah, like a mini nuke going off in the middle of that of Novak would be kind of notable. It also would make sense that it was something like a mini nuke rather than just, I don't know, dynamite. But I mean, it could be dynamite. You've got boomers around. What do you guys think? That's a great question. This is
That's the holy hand grenade.
That's the holy hand. And the counting shall be three. Who else has... feel free to chime in. Who else wants to talk about this? What do you think? Do you think it's a mini nuke? Because it could be. What do you guys think? Everyone's jumping on top of this one immediately.
I would like to scene again because I don't remember exactly what happened in it.
Okay, so, yeah, feel free to pull it up on a screen. Sixer, what are you thinking? Oh, now you're real quiet through that. Yeah, that one, that microphone's real quiet. I can't even tell what you're saying. All right, we'll have to move on to somebody else while Sixer plays with his audio. Void, did you have some thoughts?
So I'm going to shoot that down, in my own opinion, immediately, because having just watched the trailer, it's not the right shape for a mini nuke.
Because it looks more like a conventional explosive?
Yes.
The cloud doesn't become a tiny mushroom cloud? I thought that's what it looked
like. It does, yeah. It's supposed to be a mushroom cloud.
It mushrooms?
Yeah. Did not look like it to me. It looked like it just exploded outward.
It literally zooms out and it shows a fairly substantial mushroom cloud. It's almost as tall as DT.
Then I need to find that scene real quick.
It shows up in a few different trailers.
Oh, you okay?
So you might want to look at the different trailers because it definitely, they show the scene from different angles in different
trailers. I'm referring to the most recent trailer is what I watched that from.
Okay. Yeah, so Nova says it looks like a mushroom cloud. So that would confirm that that's more likely to be the case. Mini nuke. Do you think there's a launcher? In the trailer, we see Lucy up in the dino head with a sniper rifle, right? Do you think that things come to a head and the ghoul really needs some help and there's like a mini nuke sitting there next to her and she's like, screw it, I'm going to use the nuke. And then she shoots it from the dino?
I have a theory.
Okay, what's your theory?
So I feel like the mini nuke is going to be used as a saving grace from a combat that is almost unwinnable. What's the phrase? From God from the machine, whatever.
Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah. I think someone, maybe Thaddeus, who's been exploring the wasteland and been collecting a few things, might come in as a Deus Ex Machina, perhaps maybe against the Deathclaw, they use this mini nuke. And maybe whoever's in that NCR power armor survives this blast or sacrifices themselves.
So it's a Chekhov's gun kind of scenario where somebody shows up, uses the mini nuke, almost gets them all killed, but saves them. And then they go, oh, that's what that does. And then they use it later again, maybe against the Deathclaw. This is fun. This is a fun idea. That Deathclaw, you bring up the Deathclaw fight with the power armor. First of all, we talked about this a little bit in the pre-show. You've got like NCR power armor. I think the assumption is it's Maximus who's in the power armor, but we don't really know. That could be somebody else, or there could be different people who use it at different points in the season, right? Like, maybe, I don't know. There's all sorts of questions I have about that, but we can save that for a future one. All right, any other thoughts on the mini nuke stuff?
Can you hear me better?
I can hear you better, Sixer. Congratulations. All right, what are your thoughts?
I was under the impression it could have been a vehicle explosion.
Oh, okay.
You know how the cars blow up? I can't remember if there were any vehicles in that scene.
I'm not sure if we can tell in the footage if there is a vehicle or not, but if there was one sitting in there and it exploded because somebody shot it and, you know, it went off maybe, like it does in the game.
Maybe as a way to, like...
I have it pulled up on my third monitor. Yeah. I know, I'm bougie.
Tell us.
There is a box that has a top to it, like a car top to it.
Oh.
Okay. So it very well could be a vehicle.
Right, and those are fusion powered, right. So they might pop and explode like a nuke, so that could be the case as well.
So somebody just touched a car and exploded.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Sixer, you were saying something right at the end there.
Well, I was just going to say, it would make sense if it was a bigger explosion because those vehicles ran on...
fusion power, right.
Fusion reactors.
Right. Yeah, that could be a case. I think all of these have potential. In fact, it could be a mini nuke hitting a car. Like, it could be the combination of both, right? Like, any of that stuff could happen. So, awesome. I love these ideas because these are not things that I had considered. All right, let's... any last thoughts, Adam's Child, on this one, or anything else you want to add to it?
I just looked at the trailer. It is a vehicle, it looks like, that is exploding. But whether or not a mini nuke was the reason... We'll see.
All right. Yeah. We'll see. All right. And Lil Green just popped in too. Welcome, Lil Green. And Germinator looks like maybe won't be able to join us. We'll see. We'll see if we can work that out. Who would like to go next? Next theory. Next thing you want to see in the season or some perspective. I mean, there's all sorts of things to talk about. Power armor, the Deathclaw, other creatures that show up. What's going on with that? The Legion House. All sorts of fun stuff. Sixer, I see your hand. What are you thinking?
So I wanted to talk about the Legion. I've heard around that some people are kind of confused where they're coming from because the Battle of Hoover Dam, it's a 50-50 shot, right? If they're there and House is also possibly still alive, which we're probably going to get into that later. How are they there? And what I personally think is the case is they weren't just strictly in the Mojave, because I know Legate Lanius, didn't he have to make his way to the Mojave to actually fight in the Battle of Hoover Dam?
Yeah, so the Legion actually covers a very large swath of land. That one camp that we see in New Vegas is not the full extent of their power by any means. There are possibilities of them not winning the dam, but still having remnants of the Legion able to push again, you know, years later, come back and try to do some new things in the area. That seems reasonable to me. So is that what you think is going on? What do you think is going on with
them? Personally, I think that's the most likely outcome because, I mean... We don't really see a definitive Caesar character either. Really get to see is Macaulay Culkin, and I don't know if you noticed this, but Caesar don't have hair.
Right,
and
right.
And Macaulay Culkin has hair.
Right, right. He's clearly not playing the same Caesar. Maybe he's a new Caesar. Maybe he's Lanius. Maybe he's somebody in Lanius's armor. Who knows? There's a significant period of time that's gone by. Pumpkin has some thoughts on this. What do you think, Pumpkin?
So from what I remember is that the Legate is more than one person.
Yeah, it's a role. Right.
It's a role.
Right.
The other thing is I saw a pretty good explanation for why the Legate and the Caesar's Legion are there, and that's it's the ending where you talk him out of attacking the Hoover Dam.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Using speech checks, and I was like, that's actually a really good explanation, because like he said in that, and when you do that it that way, he goes, I will be back.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's another perspective I hadn't considered. All right, anybody else have any thoughts on the Legion? What is the Legion doing? Why are they there? What is going on with Lucy? Does she get captured by them? It seems like it. Any other thoughts on this? Void, I see your finger in the air.
One idea.
One word.
One question more than anything. Do we think we will see the lottery?
The lottery. Oh.
Do you think they will go that dark?
It depends. That's a good question. I think it depends on how much we get to see of the Legion, and the fact that Lucy appears to be captured by them leads me to believe that they will be significantly involved with at least an episode or two. Maybe they're still doing the lottery. Maybe they're not. I think that's a good question. I don't know that we have any evidence in any of the footage that I've seen. What do you
maybe
think?
Maybe the lottery results is our introduction to the Legion.
Maybe. Could be.
Because, like, I feel like that's something that the player, like, people that play the games will know what it is as soon as they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like an introduction of, like, oh, the Legion is a serious thing.
Right, yeah. And it's the same way that it plays in New Vegas, if you go path.
That's how you are introduced to the Legion,
exactly,
I feel like, right?
Exactly. So to introduce...
why not do it the same way?
Yeah, to introduce to the common audience who hasn't played the games to, like, okay, this is who the Legion are. They're crucifying people. Like, yeah. It gives you a very clear indication of, like, what's going on right off the bat.
Can I just say, if that's how we are introduced to the Legion, I need some guy running out of town saying, I won, and the ghoul just blows his head off.
Yes, that would be great. Or Lucy, like, in her innocence, is like, oh, they do lotteries? And he's like, and he looks at her like, no, don't even think about it.
Or better yet,
not the chicken guy running out of that town.
The chicken guy, yeah. The chicken guy wins the lottery, but then runs away. Yeah, I like that. Lil, what do you think?
I was going to say, or better yet, like, as, like, they just ignore him as he runs past them, and, like, something else gets him, like a rad roach or a rad scorpion. Mm-hmm. So that's another introduction to something else.
Yeah, there is a scene in the trailers with the chicken guy fighting off roaches, giant roaches that are, like, climbing on him. So something goes on with that, so maybe you're onto something there.
Or a Cazador.
Oh, God. Oh, we haven't seen Cazadors yet in the trailers, have we? Do you think we'll see Cazadors?
Right, it'd be nice to see.
Thumbs up or thumbs down? Do you think, like, just across the board, what do you all think? Are Cazadors going to show up? Sixer's a thumbs up. Void's a thumbs up. Phil's a thumbs up. Everyone's a thumbs up? Wow. All right. Yeah, it would be cool. I mean, that is something that the fan base would be excited to see, especially if the characters have the same response to them that we do and go, like, especially if you compare them to something like a Deathclaw, like the ghoul's like, yeah, you never want to mess with a Deathclaw. And then there's a Cazador that shows up and he goes, dear God, and then runs away or something. That would be phenomenal. I love that idea. That's a great idea. All right, so we've got a little bit off here. Who would like to go next? We've got some other fun theories, I'm sure. Ebony Kitty, what are you thinking?
So mine is on the Brotherhood Civil War. And it's because we know that at least blimps are shooting at each other in one of the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely believe it's going to... I think Enclave is going to be introduced more in this one, too. Could I still have the running theory that the Brotherhood of Steel that Maximus was a part of originally is ran by the Enclave.
Okay, so connecting the dots, you think that the Civil War is happening because that group of the Brotherhood has been taken over by the Enclave, and the rest of the Brotherhood finds out about it, and so they launch an attack against them?
Yes, and the reason why I think this is because they never explained who on high gave the order to go and hunt down the Enclave scientists.
Right.
So how would the Brotherhood of Steel know if it was just that small, like, that one base?
Like, right.
For surely the Enclave wouldn't let something like that get out like that.
Well, there's at least some common knowledge about what's going on, because there are bounty boards across the wasteland for hunting him down, which may have been posted by Moldaver, may have been posted by the Enclave in order to try to, in fact, may have been posted by multiple different groups of people who all had interest in that and maybe had knowledge about it. So some of that information would have gotten back to the Brotherhood, but that is an interesting perspective, because how did they know so much about it is a good question, right? Maybe they have spies on the inside of the Enclave? That could be one way, but another way would be, well, no, they're actually being run by the Enclave. So that's an interesting idea. Let's open this one up. What do you all think? Do you think that Maximus's Brotherhood faction is is being run by the Enclave? Or do you think there's another reason why the Civil War is happening? Adam's Child, what do you think?
I don't think it's the Enclave. I believe their mission was stated at the end of the first season by the higher up in that chapter of the Brotherhood of Steel, that they were going to take back the Brotherhood of Steel, and he would be his sword in that leadership. And I think they're going to start it. I think
they're the ones starting it.
They're right. Going to try, send a message, be like, listen, we're going to take over the Brotherhood of Steel because you have lost your way.
But wouldn't, okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Just like in modern politics, wouldn't the smart thing to do, if they were co-opted by the Enclave, to pretend that they are the true Brotherhood and that they need to take things back? Because that would motivate people who are fooled and don't realize that they've taken over.
You make a valid point.
I mean, this is the problem with propaganda, is that it always sounds like it's legitimate, and that's why people get fooled by it, is because they're like, oh, I'm obviously pro-Brotherhood, so I'm going to go with this. But in actuality, it's been co-opted by the Enclave, and they don't even realize it, you know, that sort of thing, except for the higher-ups. Because the higher-ups wouldn't say, for the Enclave, we're going to destroy the rest of the Brotherhood, because everyone would rebel against them. They would kill them on the spot, right? So they have to say the thing that motivates the troops underneath them, who are still don't really realize what's going on, right? So you make a good point, but I think that it's hard to tell what the actual, like, is there something more nefarious going on underneath that? So, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is as simple as that. But that also doesn't mean that they don't have motives that are distinctly different from the rest of the Brotherhood, which it does sound like they have. So, yeah, it's interesting, right? Pumpkin has some thoughts here too.
Go ahead, so, Pumpkin. I firmly believe the Civil War, like you said, it's going to start because we're going to be taking it back. But I firmly believe that the reason that they're doing that is because it's known. There's a lot of the elders have different like ideologies for how they want to run things and how they want to handle things. Whereas like Elder Lyons wanted to help out the Capital Wasteland, Maxim just wanted to get the technology, and he wanted to try bringing it back to the normal bit. And then this new one is kind of like a very strange primitive version. And then there's like others that are like, we worship technology, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they all kind of have different, I don't know, tones. Yes,
I firmly believe agendas. It's going to be its ideology reasons.
Yeah. Phil, you wanted to chime in too. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I can absolutely see the Enclave infiltrating the Brotherhood. I can see this might become a thing in the show, but I think in this specific case, it is not. I think Adam's Child is right, that it's just we saw in season one, he thinks the Brotherhood has lost its way and he wants to reform the Brotherhood.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I think that is the kind of more clear and obvious path, you know, and that might exactly be the case. So, yeah, I think there's some evidence there. All right. Any other thoughts on the Brotherhood Civil War? What's going on with that? I think some other speculation here is this a different chapter? And if so, is it from the East Coast, or, you know, who is it? Pumpkin?
So I firmly believe that we're going to be seeing some new a new chapter at least, because we know that there's, you know, we've seen the first chapter in season one. That's the one that we've seen. We know that there's a chapter in New Vegas, in like, you know, the Hidden Valley or wherever they would end up after that. Mm-hmm. And we know that we're going to be seeing this one here at Area 51.
Yes, right.
So I firmly believe that the Area 51 one is going to be a newer chapter that we have not experienced in any of the
games. So they're based out of Area 51, as opposed to somebody discovered something at Area 51 and now everyone's going there to try to get it at the same time.
That could be a both situation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Interesting. So many questions. It's like doing this episode, I've watched the trailers, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, I think this is what's happening here and this is what's happening here. But until we opened up to all of you, I didn't realize that there's so much more to consider. There's just so many fun ideas. All right. Who would like to cover the next thing? Who has another theory for us? Who would like to go? Phil? Phil's got a theory. What do you think, Phil?
Yes. It's not maybe not a theory, but something I really hope for. Mm-hmm. I really hope we are going to see Marcus.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So, do you think when the screen goes dark and we hear the low voice, do you think that's Marcus?
I think it might be Marcus, yes. And I think it makes perfectly sense, because I think Marcus would be like the perfect character to introduce super mutants and to tell, especially people who haven't played the games, the history of super mutants.
Yeah, so this is one of those things that John and I talked about on the episodes as we'd be going back through season one.
Yes.
And
this one before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure where it heard us, but you talk. So credit where credit is due.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's fine. Like, I'm sure other people had the idea before we had the idea. But what I wanted to bring up was the way that the show has brought people into the concept of ghouls was through a ghoul who is brought out of the ground, and the guys who do it don't know if he's safe or not. And it turns out that he's sane, but he could go insane. And if you're going to introduce super mutants, it would be interesting that they introduce super mutants using that same path. Let's introduce one that is sane, and then we can contrast that with all the ones that are way more dangerous. Do you think that's likely?
Yes. I might, and I can see that. I think it's a likely scenario.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it makes a lot of sense.
What do you think? Like, Marcus shows up in two different games. Do you think he's going to, I don't know, be a companion? Do you think he'll show up in a fight with the Deathclaw? Maybe he's like just CG'd out of the scene, or just we just don't get a clip of him being there. Do you think that he shows up? Do you think that there's a scene with what looks to be a cloaked character in the dark? Do you think that's Max or Marcus? I was said Maximus. Marcus? They both start with M. What do you think, Phil?
About the character, but it might be. But I think he might be a temporary companion for maybe an episode or two of the show.
Okay. What value do you think he's bringing to the story? Like, what is he? Is he conveying something to the group, to an individual? Who's he talking to? Do you have any theories about that?
I talked to the ghoul.
You think he's talking to the ghoul?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's open this up. Who has some thoughts about Marcus? Adam's Child, what do you think?
Just real quick, is it possible that they pulled an Avengers Infinity War and they are covering up Marcus with the NCR armor?
With the power armor, because it's also a really big looking person. Maybe. I mean, we are in the world of CGI edited trailers, right? And yeah, just like Infinity War, it's like, oh, the Hulk is in that scene, and it's like, well, he's not but he was in the trailer. What's going on there? Yeah, it could be something like that. I wouldn't put it past them, and they have the budget this season to do stuff like that, so maybe. But what do you here's my question. I think the biggest question I have for having Marcus involved is, what is his involvement with the plot? Does he know something about Vegas that they don't know? Does he have a connection to a character or something? Like, what is he? Is he a MacGuffin of some sort? Like, what is going on with Marcus, and why is he there?
I mean, he has a clear connection to the NCR. Mm-hmm. And I feel the NCR might play a bigger role in this season, and we might learn more about what happened to the NCR.
What if he's a leader of an NCR group?
Vegas actually kind of predicts this, because he said too much too quickly.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin, what are you thinking?
I was thinking that.
I think maybe Phil's mic dropped out. Sorry, Phil. Too much too quickly is the last thing that we got.
I think what we're going to see is there's going to be a fight. Uh-huh. Where Lucy and the ghoul are going to get in a fight with the Legion. The Legion capture Lucy. Someone takes up the crumpled body that is the ghoul after the fight. And this person takes him to, like, you know, he wakes up at night. There's the fire going on. And he ends up just having this conversation with
I like this idea. So Marcus saves the ghoul after the ghoul is, like, incapacitated. Lucy gets captured, and then Marcus takes them back to the NCR, and that's where we see scenes of the ghoul talking to people at the NCR camp, And it's because Marcus is the one who can go more safely out into the wasteland and do stuff because he's a freaking super mutant, right? And he can like handle things a little bit better. Oh, that's an interesting idea. What did the rest of you think about that? I think Pumpkin might be onto something there. I like this theory. Feel free to shout out stuff too. Like you don't have to hold back if you have some thoughts on this one. I see a lot of gears turning in people's heads.
I swear
heads.
If this is right, I am not like, you know, part of the, you know, the cast. I'm not like a background person, I swear.
I'm all about throwing out ideas. What was that?
No, I feel like,
sorry, Sixer said something. What was that?
I was just telling Pumpkin to buy a lottery ticket.
Buy a lottery ticket. Yeah. Yeah. Lil Green, what do you think?
All right. So I just wanted, like, I've been like in and out. So the current theory that Pumpkin just said is fight happens, Lucy gets taken, Ghoul gets picked up by Marcus, mm-hmm. fire scene happens.
Yeah. Marcus brings him back to the NCR, and that's where the scenes of the Ghoul talking to, that's how that scene ends up happening.
I find that like something around that realm very plausible, because it'd be a way to just simply introduce a super mutant. Like, oh, big green guy, does a lot of damage, but he's kind of smart. But it gives a way to explain to newcomers to the series, what's a super mutant?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this would be the introduction to that.
Yeah,
which
because
would imply,
it would also... Oh, yeah, sorry.
Sorry,
yeah.
But that would imply that we're going to see dangerous super mutants as well.
Yeah, so because the Ghoul has been doing, like, I've been wandering the wasteland for 200 years. So he's seen them. So probably when he wakes up, or for if he sees Marcus during whatever fight, he's scared.
Yes. Right.
And then he just, it's right. Probably like one of those like comic relief things. Like he wakes up and Marcus is just like cooking him dinner.
Yes. Right. And what that does is it turns the scene in the first season on its head, where the other bounty hunters bring him back and they're afraid of him because he's a ghoul and they don't know what he's going to do. And now we see from his perspective that he comes across a super mutant and is afraid because he doesn't know what he's going to do. And do you think we'll even have a scene there where he like uses a chicken to see if he attacks the chicken?
I mean, like, it's, you never know, but it's just one of those things of like, if Bethesda had a say in it, they're gonna make it goofy in a way that fits the universe. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they've done very well up to this point. I'm just hoping that, you know, they keep the dark humor there still.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think that's another fun idea. We should be writing these episodes. That's awesome. Adam's Child, what do you think?
So to add on to this theory, there is a part in the trailer where there is obviously blood running along the Ghoul's face. Mm. And he is sitting down at a dimly lit place by a single light, which is a fire, which could be where he is talking.
To Marcus, yeah.
To Marcus.
Yeah, yeah. And that would make sense for the hooded character that we see occluded by darkness. Maybe the Ghoul is waking up and seeing this thing approach him in the distance or something like that. And then it picks him up and he passes out again. And then the next thing he wakes up and he's out like a campfire. Yeah. And it would make sense that Marcus would be a little bit safer with a campfire than just a regular human. Because if you come across a super mutant at a campfire, you're not messing with that guy, right? You see Lucy at a campfire and you're like, you're a raider or somebody wandering around with no morals. And you're just like, yeah, I'm going to steal her stuff. But you leave Marcus alone. That totally makes sense. Because that also plays back to the first season with the warning from Hilzig or whatever his name was about, you know, Lucy lighting campfires and how dangerous that is. Yeah, this is interesting. We're putting all the pieces together. This is great. All right. Any other thoughts on super mutants? Anybody else?
Will we ever see a super mutant behemoth?
Maybe. I don't think we'll see it this season.
I really hope we do eventually.
I think we probably will if it keeps going. Pumpkin?
So, from what I've seen and noticed, the super mutant behemoths are mainly over on the east coast. Mm-hmm. Says we've never seen them in the on the west coast in any of those games.
Right. Yeah. I think that tracks. But it would be cool. It'd be cool to see them. But I think
if the Ghoul can make it to Ohio in 25 years, I think we can.
Oh yeah,
get a super mutant behemoth to go cross country too.
Yeah, it could happen. It's possible. I think from a the way that you are going to, let's say they've got five seasons planned out, the way you're going to continue to ratchet things up over five seasons is by new reveals. So having no death claws in the first one, but you get like the what was that water guy called? The it starts with a G, right? Gulper. You got the Gulper. And then you go, oh, this is a big scary monster. And then you ratchet that up with like Rad Scorpions and Death Claws and Super Mutants in the second season. And then the third season, you're going to have to ratchet it up again, right? So like something else crazy and weird and big is going to have to be there. So that makes sense. Void, what do you think?
I was just texting Pumpkin about this. He said he was saying that he wanted to see Cazadores in this season. And I told him, well, probably not until like the third season. Because first season, we got introduced to the Wasteland. Yeah. Second season, we're introduced to Deathclaws. Third season could be Cazadores.
Could be.
Because it's just bigger and bigger enemies that are more tough, more scary.
Yeah, you can't just roll everything out all at once, or you lose that ramp up, right? So yeah, I think we might get one, but probably not season two is my theory on that. All right, let's do a magic trick. I'm going to list out three different stocking stuffers that I found at Uncommon Goods, and you will magically, in your mind, see the perfect people to give these gifts to. The Greatest Chocolates of the World Exploratory Set. A mug warmer that looks like a cute cat. A do-it-yourself solar-powered robot kit. Okay, maybe that last one was for me. But it worked, right? You pictured exactly who you'd give these to. Well, that's because Uncommon Goods is different from the regular store. The holidays are almost here. It's time to start buying your gifts. And you should go look for the highest quality, unique, and often handmade in the US gifts you can't find anywhere else. They have something for everyone. Moms, dads, kids, friends, sports fans, foodies, people who really like puzzles, all sorts of people. And shopping at Uncommon Goods supports artists and small businesses. Plus, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of choice with every purchase, and they've donated over $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday be the year that you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/falloutlore. That's uncommongoods.com/falloutlore for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. When I found out that Quince wanted to sponsor the Fallout Lorecast, I was super excited. I took one look at their website and I was like, holy crap, these are all the clothes that I need to update in my wardrobe. Specifically, with the weather getting cooler again, I've been looking for some very comfortable, warm pants that work both for working out of the house and just sitting here in my office all day, but also going out into the real world, you know, getting dinner in the evenings and those kinds of things without having to change and yet staying warm outside. I found some corduroy pants that are super comfortable. I was so excited to get them in the mail today. I tried them on right away. They fit great. They feel so soft. They're so nice and warm, and here I am sitting in them right now. They feel so good because they're made with premium materials, but they aren't going to break the bank because they cut out the middlemen and the traditional markups and bring you the same quality as the luxury brands, but at a fraction of the price. So those corduroy pants I bought and the long sleeve shirt are going to keep me warm and fashionable this winter, and they're way less expensive than they look. So what Quince staples are you reaching for this holiday season? What do you need to fill your wardrobe with? Jackets, sweaters, pants like I got? Or are you thinking about holiday gifts or maybe something beyond just clothing, something for your home or bath or kitchen or for traveling this holiday? Get your wardrobe sorted and your gift list handled with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/falloutlore for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/falloutlore. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/falloutlore. But here, let's move on. We've got some other things to cover. Some of you guys haven't been able to chime in. Let's see. Nova, I haven't heard much from you. We haven't heard much from Ash or from Ira. Who would like to... Ash, you got some theories? You want to chime in?
I've been replaying the trailer over and over as we were talking. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene a little more than halfway through with a bunch... Like, the people that are coming out of the vault are wearing Vault 31 jumpsuits.
Yes. Yes.
They are not 32 or 33.
The ones following Norm, right?
Yeah. They're buds, quote unquote.
Right, right. You know? Yeah. So are those.
So, like, yes. How does he convince them to leave?
And why? Why does he let them
why?
Out?
Yeah. Right. Why?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Like, they're supposed to be like Voltic groupies.
Right.
There's a different word I'm looking for.
Well, from what we understand in season one, they're all management. Quote unquote, management, whatever that means, whether that means they were managers pre-war or if that means they were people who were selected to manage those vaults later on. It's probably a combination of both. Yeah, that's a good question. Why does he let them out, and for what reason, and why are they following him?
How the hell does he get out?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah,
because he's cryo frozen in, I think, his dad's cryopod.
Norm's going to be the MVP of this entire show.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah. All right, let's open this up. Any thoughts on this one? That's a great question, Ash. Nova, do you have some thoughts?
I'd assume that he's just gonna trick them because he's gonna say, "Oh yeah, I'm Norm." What's his last name?
McLean.
Yeah, I'm Norm McLean. My dad's, you know, Mr. McLean. He sent me in here to unfreeze you, and we're all gonna leave the vault now because something happened. And so he's gonna go back to comic relief yet again, and then he's gonna use just to get out, and then he's gonna manipulate the system one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's really like I could think of.
Okay. Did you notice the scene where like he's got like his, like you can see his arms and he's looking a little buff there? Like has he been working out? Is he's planning something, right? Like he's like, going to the surface. Gotta get ready.
More than likely, he probably wants to get Lucy back. That's probably going to be his motivation, because he wanted to join her originally with whenever she did leave the vault. And so since she hasn't returned back to the vault quite yet, and he has no idea where she is, so he's probably going to. Well, I'd assume they're going to try and track her using her pit boy.
Yeah.
And that is what his goals are. And so he's trying to reclaim. He's just trying to get his family, like his motivation is to get his family back together again. And so he's going to follow. So he's going to either go to a Voltec regional headquarters, access a satellite network, whatever they're going to use the GPS, because we all know that that Pip-Boys already have GPS. That's how you access the satellite. That's how you access the map. And then he's somehow going to make his way to New Vegas with his army of managers.
Oh man, that would be great. That would be great. They show up on the strip right when they're getting ready to fight the Deathclaw. That would be crazy. I like that. I like that idea. All right. Any other thoughts on Vault 31? What's going on with Vault 31 and Norm?
And what in that shaft that he's climbing up too? There's like right before you in the scene in the trailer, right before they're outside, Norm is climbing up some sort of shaft.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe, I don't know if that's going to be like the access exit or like,
yeah, like it's like the secondary access to the surface if the elevator doesn't work or something. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good question. Good questions. Any other thoughts on this one?
Okay, I have a feeling that Norm is going to, one, he's going to pull Fallout 4 and his cryo thing chamber fails.
Mm.
And then takes the opportunity to unfall everybody else and say, hey, it's Reclamation Day.
Or if his fails, do all of them fail?
Yeah, or whichever way, but like for somehow he's leading them.
It's Reclamation Day, everyone. Let's go.
Because if you look, all right, if you look in that one scene where he's climbing up the shaft, they're getting backpacks out.
Mm, they're getting
prepared.
So
they're going out into the wasteland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that could be him being like, all right, you fucked with me. Tom. Okay. You mess with me, I mess with you.
It is a mature rated show.
I still try to watch it. So like, you've messed with me, now I'm gonna mess up your entire plan. And just tells everyone in 31, hey, it's Reclamation Day, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
Yeah.
It's like a way to draw them out of the vault, maybe?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And just cause confusion and chaos.
Right, and to take them out of a point of power. Because he realizes that everyone who becomes an overseer comes from Vault 31. But if he can change the story,
the dynamic,
move them away, then everything starts to change. Interesting. Interesting. I hadn't considered that. Yeah. Okay. Sixer, what do you think?
Do you think he's going to just lock them out of the vault, Little Green?
Maybe.
Let's let Sixer go.
Sorry. Let's Sixer go, and then we'll talk about that.
I was going to say, what if it's not that? Because I know somebody said, what if when he gets into the cryo chamber, it doesn't work? And as a result, the other ones don't work. What if instead of that, it's a one-time use thing? And that's what, like, where you can only use the cryo chamber once, because they don't look the same as the others in the games. So maybe they're like an early model or something.
Well, I would imagine it's for management, and the management's going to get whatever the best stuff is. But maybe it doesn't function like so many other things. Maybe it doesn't work right. you know, even though they wanted it to work right. So maybe, yeah. So maybe it's only gets used once and then all of a sudden it can't load back up or, you know, refreeze. Interesting. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Nova. You were going to say something to Lil Green.
Oh, no, I was going to follow up on Lil Green because he said he was going to lead them out of the vault because every single overseer has been from Vault 31, has been a manager from Vault 31. And he was going along the lines of that he wants Norm to mess up all their plans, and so he was going to use the ruse of Reclamation Day. Didn't he just going to lead them out of the wasteland, open up the vault back in 33 and leave them out there and just try and continue society in 33 and 32? Once he does whatever he wants to do with them?
Maybe. What do you think, Lil Green?
That I really didn't ponder too much about, but I only said he's trying to mess up the plans with Vault 31 because, Ash said, that's the only group we see. So he knows that the people in 31 are definitely powerful in a way. The one thing that I've heard Tom talk about in review of the past season is they're not pacified. They're smart. They probably know how to deal with people. They probably have combat experience, unlike the people in 33 and 32.
The managers, so, specifically?
Yeah, the managers. So, yeah. He's getting rid of the strongest people and trying to undo the experiment of the three vaults.
Right. You can see a trend in the first season. Everyone we know who's from Vault 31 is way more capable than the rest of the vault dwellers.
Yes.
And they play it off very, you know, carefully, coy. But they are extremely, not just more knowledgeable, but more socially sophisticated, probably also more trained, like you just said. So, yeah, it seems like they are a much more capable group of individuals than just regular
and then dwellers. Going off with my little bit about how they're all leaving with backpacks, was that the plan? Was that the thing for Vault 31? Is all right, everyone's dead. Reclamation Day, let's go.
Yeah, well, that's what they were trying to tell the other vaults they were doing. So the fact that maybe they themselves believe that as well could be possible. I think I was always skeptical that the people running Vault Tech didn't really believe in that. That was just, again, propaganda for people to kind of motivate them towards a goal. But how many times in history have the people who have been leading and dominating other groups bought into their own propaganda? That's actually pretty common. So could be. I think that's an interesting perspective, Will. So, all right, we're getting close to the end of the show. Ira, we haven't had a chance to really talk to you yet. You're brand new. Thank you for joining us. I'm so glad that you're here. Do you have any theories or any hopes for next season that you'd like to share?
Oh, well, I'm going to start with where I'm from. The I is pronounced E, Ian.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for the correction.
It's fine.
I'll try to remember that. Ira, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. I was just thinking that because I didn't have much time to even prepare for this because the whole joining thing happened so fast today. And I'm not much to speculate. Anyways, and anything, I don't really like to watch trailers. Especially if it's something that I know that I'm gonna like anyways.
Right, no, so no spoilers. You just go right in, don't know what to expect. That's actually a great way to experience things. So
how I like to do it. And earlier when you were talking about the trailer, and I was like, well, I'm gonna take a look at it while we're here. And I did with the sound off and just seeing the images. And then I'm like, no, I'd rather just not. I'm going to listen to what you're talking about. And then I can because this is speculation. It's not going to.
Right.
It's just ideas and hopes and thoughts.
Yeah. So, okay. So based on watching season one, was there anything that happened in season one that you felt like, ooh, I would love to see this happen next, or maybe we'll get more of this, or what happens with this character, anything like that?
I don't think in that way. I liked the plot, the story, and it was surprising. I didn't expect that to happen. So I'm sure that they're going to do the same good job. And it was good characters.
Yeah. Keep us on our toes.
But what I'm hoping, I think it's just more critters or these animals, whatever.
Fallout monsters and creatures from Fallout the wasteland monsters, and all yeah. of that. Yeah. Yeah. So,
wasteland.
Yeah. Yeah. More wasteland stuff. Absolutely. And yeah. I think we'll definitely get that. I think we're going to see more of that stuff. I love, and I know I brought this up with John, but I love the giant roaches and the way that they're so ungainly, uncoordinated, and they just fall off stuff. And like the way that they do the animals is so good because it feels like, you know, well, a roach isn't supposed to be the size of a small dog, but if it was, it would walk weird. Like that kind of stuff was great. So I agree. I hope we get more little glimpses of wasteland critters and things, even if they aren't like major points in the scenes. If they're just you know crawling around under things in a building or out in the desert or whatever, that would be great. So.
There are so many different things that you can bring in. Like I don't remember who said it, but there has to be more stuff for future seasons. So they can't show everything at once.
Right.
It's just going to be too much. And for the true fans, then like, okay, well, now we've seen everything.
Yeah.
Everything's been shown. Are they going to bring something new, completely new to the thing?
Yeah, I would love to see geckos. You remember geckos from New Vegas? Those little guys are great. I would love to see funny little like a little dude running at them. They're like, what is this? Yeah, those were great. Yeah, I'm totally on board with this. Let's talk about other critters and stuff. You guys want to see some other critters? Are there other ones that we haven't seen in the trailers that you're like, oh, I think this would be really cool, even just minor things? Pumpkin?
Oh God, I just had the name and blanked. It's the dog snake things. My brain is blanking.
The dogs. Oh.
Stalkers.
They're not called stalkers. Night stalkers.
Night stalkers. Yes.
It's the night stalkers. Yeah. Yes. I want to see night stalkers.
Yeah, that would be
so cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I can imagine those on like the show with some good CGI looking like super scary. That's a good one. Any other funny little creatures or things? I mean, centaurs would be weird. If we got centaurs, that's a weird creature. It's not a cute little guy like I don't know, some of them.
What do you mind if I go for a sixer?
Yeah, go a little green. Go okay. And then we'll go to sixer next.
If we're getting super mutants, what about the ones that are addicted to stealth boys?
Yeah. Yep. Possibly. Nightkin would be cool.
It's been a while since I played the game. Give me a break.
Do you think Nightkin would break people's minds who aren't familiar with the games if we just introduce them to, say, Marcus?
You're going to introduce them to, if you do that, you're introducing them to not only there's more than one type of super mutant, but also the fact that there is an invisibility cloak, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a lot to, like, that's a lot for a regular viewer to just kind of, okay, so now things can turn invisible.
They can just, like, drop it as, like, oh, at least I'm not a night stalker.
Yeah, there's that, yeah. Yeah. All right. Sixer, what were you thinking?
I was going to say not necessarily a cute animal, but more of like it's going to be more dangerous than a deathclaw animal, and that's a tunneler.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know that we'll get those, but that would be
eventually.
A thing. Yeah, maybe. Or some things can be like hinted at without actually showing us, right? Like it might come up in conversation. So that could be cool as well.
The divide isn't far, I don't think. From Vegas in games.
Right. So. I've seen multiple hands here. Let's go. Adam's Child, you next, because you haven't been able to chime in recently. What do you think?
I'd love to see a glowing one.
Yeah, that would be cool too. Yeah.
Specifically if it was a king.
Yes. Oh, right. Or if it was the king. And the king was the glowing
they
one.
They worship a glowing one.
Yes.
That is the king.
And he's the most Elvis of all of them and also glows. You know, that would be great. That'd be so cool. Okay, Ash, what were you thinking?
I want to see a bloatfly in the background, you know, not necessarily a focus, but just kind of like buzzing off in the background.
Like a transition from one scene to another. You see like a bloatfly fly by and then all of a sudden it gets popped because like the ghoul shoots it and like, you know, like the fly juice goes all over this camera for a moment and then it pans over to the ghoul and he's like, hate those things. And then he just keeps walking. Yeah. Pumpkin?
Can I add to the bloatfly?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Flies. I just think they're so disgusting. Like the little ones that we have. And then when it's that big.
Yeah.
Oh, that gave me like, ooh.
Yep.
Pills.
Yeah. Flies or spiders or
stingwing.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. Different people have different like that. Like, ooh, like we have a lot of roaches in Florida. They're palmetto bugs, but they're people call them roaches, but they're pretty similar to the ones that show up in the game, and seeing those large sized, because like when it gets really rainy outside, they'll start coming in your house and then you got to kill them and whatever. But yeah, having one the size of my dog is terrifying. But yeah, blood flies for you is a thing. So for some people it's spiders. Absolutely. Pumpkin
bugs.
Go ahead.
Blood bugs.
Blood bugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think, and this isn't because they're not in New Vegas, but they're on that side of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wanamingos.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it Fallout 2?
Was it Fallout? It might have been Fallout 2.
It's one of the first Fallouts.
Yeah.
The Wanamingos, I think, would be an awesome way to reintroduce Wanamingos.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool.
Do you think we'll get, we could get that deep lore? I mean, yeah, it could. It could be a thing.
Or you know, bring up the cut raccoon people.
or furry death claws, right?
We are getting rad scorpions.
Yeah, we are getting rad scorpions. We have seen that. They appear to eat their young. There's a little clip of like something going on there with that, which is weird. I'm looking up Wanamingos again. I think you're right. I think it was Fallout 2 is where those first show up. And yeah, those would be terrifying as well. Absolutely.
I don't think I've ever even heard of that. So
it's like
what
a
kind
mouth
of creature is that?
It's like a mouth with legs. It's a fleshy mouth with legs. Think of it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gross.
It almost, the silhouette of it almost looks like a lanky snallygaster.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's in that weird, like, doesn't really look, it looks more like body parts rearranged in a weird way, like a big mouth and legs and a tail, than it does like a normal animal. Like, you see like a gecko and you're like, oh, that guy's kind of like a big gecko, or, you know, a big, you know, scorpion or whatever.
Mole rats.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see mole rats.
Mole rats, right. They're just big mole rats. Whereas this thing is just like a weird mutation kind of thing. All right. Well, hey, we're getting close to the end of the show here. Is anybody else have anything else that you want to shout out? Any other ideas that we haven't covered yet? Any last minute things to hit? Adam Stroud, what do you think?
Just a tiny thing. It's been bugging me this entire time. What are the rods coming out of the ground?
The rods coming out of the ground.
Yes, it's like halfway through the trailer, mm-hmm. in the desert, in the middle of a playground, there are four rods that seem to be emerging through the sand.
Yes.
And I can't tell what they are.
Yes.
What shape are they? I can't remember.
They're like big metal things that like come out of the ground, right? They're like
because there is a canon thing that is a natural thing from Old World Blues. The giant concrete looking columns.
Yeah,
that's not these.
These are different.
Okay.
Yeah, these are. They're not the same.
This almost looks like it could be the entrance to that big Vault Tech facility, but that's just speculation and knowing nothing about what these could or couldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. We only get a very quick glimpse of them, right, in the trailer. It's yeah. really, really quick. And my sense of it was something gets turned on, like it's a hidden facility that comes, like it's raised out of the sand or something. But what that is, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's something house made. I don't know. I mean, it could be any of those things, but that's a good question. That's a good question. I would love to hear anybody's speculation, any of your thoughts, our listeners' thoughts on this. If you'd like to join us on the Discord or just chime in wherever you happen to be on social media and ping us or whatever, any of that stuff. If you have some theories about this stuff, it'd be really cool to find out. Also, if any of our patrons got anything right when season 2 comes out, if somebody's like, holy crap, they nailed that prediction, remind us, because it'll be a few weeks and then you know things go, we move on to other things and be like, oh yeah, that was a thing. Yeah, feel free to be like, yeah, so and so nailed their prediction when they said this, and that would be great to point that out. So hey, we got to wrap this up, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Real quick here at the end, I have to welcome our newest patrons, and that includes Ira. Thank you for joining us, Ira, and Burkaz and Ying Yang Bear and Axel R. Welcome to the Patreon, patreon.com/followlorecast. You can join us for chats like this. And guys, I've been working on t-shirts for the new year for our patrons. So if you sign up as a, as an Assaultron or higher, you get t-shirts. The tier below that, you get stickers. And I think you guys will like them, but I'm not going to reveal them yet. They're still a secret, but I'll be rolling those out in the new year. So that's coming up. Also, thank you to our Sentry Bots, Germinator, Dusty Ray, Ira, also among that group. Thank you so much. And if you would like to help out the show in other ways, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and I'll read it out on a future episode. We don't have a new one this week, but those are always fun. And thank you everyone for the support. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to go back through in order on that I see everyone on the screen, and feel free to shout out something into the world, share something that you've got going on that people should check out or whatever. And otherwise, let people know how to get a hold of you. Let's start with Void. Void, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again. You guys pretty much know me at this point. Hi, my name is Void, or Jeremy Geyser, the DM for the Dungeons and Dipshits D&D podcast. You can find me over there. You can find me in the Robots Radio Discord, my DMs. Can you not punch and kick my mic, please?
To his dog.
I have a dog on
Who is lounging backwards on you. Like the laziest dog in the world. Yeah.
He is living his best life right now.
Yeah, he's loving it. Yeah.
But yeah, you can find me there. My DMs are always open on Discord. We follow us on Blue Sky and Instagram. I'm gonna try to get a TikTok up and running by the new year. But so that's me.
Sounds good. Thanks, Void. Pumpkin, what do you got going on?
Well, you can also find me over on the Dungeons and Dipshits show, D&D podcast, because I play Axis Little Light, one of the players, and I will soon be, not soon, but like in the nearish-ish future, I plan on running a Fallout tabletop.
Nice. Nice.
So it's
everyone's a Wanamingo.
It's soon-ish.
Soon-ish. All right, well, keep us posted. Yeah, I think every encounter is against Wanamingos.
Yeah, we do have stuff planned. We have a lot of stuff hopefully coming out in the near future. So keep your ears open on the Dungeons and Dipshit stuff. You can also find myself on Blue Sky. I do. It is, of course, the Pumpkin King, with the E being a 3 and the I's being 1s. You can find that in the Blue Sky pack on our Discord.
Yep.
On the Robots Radio Discord. And you can always find me on the in the Discord as well. You can always, if you want to talk to me, just ping me in the Dungeons and Dipshits chat. You can always reach out.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Pumpkin. All right, Ebony Kitty. You got anything going on?
Nothing really going on. It's not spooky season anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, all done.
I'll be on the Discord just if anybody wants to talk or play. That's about it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ebony. Ash, got anything to share?
Fun fact. Mm-hmm. The season 2 drops 3 days after my birthday.
Well, that's a really wonderful birthday present.
I know. There's so many things coming out in December for different fandoms and stuff that I'm like, yes, birthday month is going to be amazing.
How did they know? You must have good contacts with everybody behind the scenes.
I don't know, man. But you can find me over on the Discord. I don't really have anything much going on, but if you want to talk to me, ping me, whatever. I'm happy to chat.
Awesome. Thanks, Ash. All right, Adam's Child, you got stuff going on?
Yeah, I've been doing some short films, and I just joined the Discord for acting and voiceover things. Nice. So if you want to use me in anything, hit me up on Discord, Adam's Child, or you can find me on Instagram, _JT_Sims with 2 M's. Other than that, I'm just chilling and glad to be a patron.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And good luck with that. That sounds exciting.
Thank you.
Hope that works out. All right, Nova. What you got, Nova?
I don't really have actually much going on right now. I've just been working, so I've not been able to produce anything for my YouTube channel. So that's about all that's going on with my life.
Hey, it's good to be employed still. So at least you got that, right?
Yeah, self-employment has its benefits and a lot of drawbacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be here. Sorry for missing the last months. My dad's like, let's go to dinner. I was like, yeah, sure. I realized, shoot, it's tonight.
It happens. It happens. Well, I'm glad you're back, and I hope you get some extra time to start working on your YouTube stuff again, because that's kind of a bummer,
Yeah, I hope so too. But, you know, life's life.
Life's life. That's how it goes. Well, thanks, Nova. Ira, thanks for joining us. Even though it was like last minute, you just slid right in here and got into the group.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for... I didn't expect it to be this fast. I just sent you a message and you responded quickly. And then I'm like, well, I just have to now I don't have anywhere to go. So I'm just going to do it. I can join now. And thank you so much. I thought I don't have much to say specifically because of what the episode was about, but I had fun and like kind of just observing at this point. But since I'm not any kind of content creator or anything, I'm just a fan. So
yeah that's totally fine.
I'm on Discord with the same username as shown on the screen, and that's also my PSN, so I play on PlayStation.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you were able to make it, and hopefully future episodes will have stuff that you're a little bit more tuned into to share in the conversation. But I'm glad that you could be here, and thanks for writing me. Like I try to respond to everybody as quickly as I can, so I think sometimes people are a little bit shy to reach out, but feel free to reach out. Email works better than DMs. I get too many. There was a period where I got too many people just writing "Hey" to me on Discord, and I'm like, I don't know how to respond to "Hey, are you a spammer? What is even going on? I'm not going to waste my time," right? But if you take the time to write out an email and say, "Hey, this is what's up," I'm happy to respond. So thanks for reaching out.
That's what I thought. And it just last thing, that I have been a member in the Discord for a little over 4 years. Mm-hmm. And when I joined, that's when I wanted to join also this, but just never got around to it because of work and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm here now, so.
Yeah, well, thanks for, I mean, hey, it's, you still made it, so that's great. I do appreciate the support. Like I say, I couldn't do this without all of you, and I genuinely appreciate it, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Phil, you got anything to share?
Find me on the Discord. I have not much going on right now. It's a slow time of the year.
Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Is that like you get more time to play games or you'd rather be busy?
It's a very good thing. I have this year, I have just to work 3 more weeks and then I have almost 3 weeks off.
Nice. Well, so enjoy it.
I'm going to spend a lot of playing a lot of Fallout, spending a lot of time with family. And I'm just happy to be here and very thankful for you, Tom, and the Fallout Lorecast.
Well, thanks, Phil. I hope you enjoy your time off. I wish I could take 3 weeks off, but that's not in my plans. but enjoy playing games and hanging out with your family. That sounds great. All right. Thanks, Phil. Let's move on to Sixer. Sixer, Lil Green already left, so you're wrapping us up. You're the last one on the list. I'm glad that you were able to make a show. I've known you for a long time, and now that you're a patron able to join us in these chats, that's awesome.
It's nice to put a face to the text, I'm sure. So I'm Sixer. I've been a member for 5 years now.
Yeah, you've been around Discord, a long time.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever want to play with me on Xbox, my username is Sixer006. My Discord, I'm in the Discord, obviously. It's the name is Sixer, but like if you actually want the actual add a friend name, it's the real Sixer, no really, with no space. My nice. Name was taken by me a long time ago.
It happens. Yeah.
But if anybody ever needs to vent, just I'm sort of like Void. My DMs are always open. Be kind to yourself.
Happy to chat. That's great. Well, thank you for being here, everybody. This has been super fun. I hope some of your theories play out because these are definitely some cool ideas and some things that I hadn't considered. And we're going to find out in the next few weeks. So, and they're going to roll out episodes one at a time. So I would absolutely love when the first episode drops, feel free to share some stuff on Discord. You might want to put the two lines next to your text so that it blacks it out so that it's not spoilery for people. But I would love some of your perspectives on what is happening. And if we can keep a conversation going about what's happening on the show and what do you think the next episode is going to do and all of that. And I will be covering stuff on the Fallout Lorecast because the episodes are going to be spread out. So it'll give me time to drop an episode for each episode. So that's coming. And I'm looking forward to it a lot. But thanks again for being here, everybody, and supporting the show. Chat, thank you for joining me. And I'll be back next week. We're still wrapping up our coverage of the rewatch of season one. So we'll have more of that. And then we'll have season two. And it's going to be all sorts of fun stuff this month. So thanks for being here, everyone. Stay safe in the wasteland. And I'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people, on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Have you tried going back and playing the games you played as a kid?
We're talking nostalgia overload, fun facts, and seeing if we can remember how to beat games we haven't played in 30 years.
Come join us. Retro Recall is all about nostalgia and reliving those years of zero responsibility.
Each episode, John makes me play a game from our youth, and I challenge him to do something in that game, and then the loser has to try one of the worst games ever made.
It's fun, it's terrible, but most of all, it's a look back at simpler times.
In the first episode, we try Double Dragon 2, and let's just say that John is still having nightmares about some of the terrible games he had to play.
You say that, but I'm not the only one. The Ghoul School?
Dear God.
Check out Retro Recall on YouTube and your favorite audio podcast platforms.
There are links in the main show description, or just search Retro Recall.
Retro Recall. Come join us. Games are always better with friends. Retro Recall.